Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour will be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11. Call us at 564-1290, toll free 866-564-1290. During Encore broadcast Monday evenings at 9 and Saturday afternoons at 10. Call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com for program information and to search MLS listings in Santa Barbara and throughout California. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. Theoretically, we would be breaking to news right now, but we're going to do a little bit of teaser information before we bring on today's guest, Mark Schneep, UC California Economic Forecast Director. You see that, can't you? And I've got some articles right here. In fact, yesterday's LA Times, everyone's talking about this this bubble situation. Is it a bubble? Should we dare say it's a bubble, define it as a bubble? Is it a balloon? Maybe some people think it's a balloon, that it's going to slightly deflate, but then you really can't call it a bubble, can you? Now, I prefer to call it a prophylactic because you're protected against inflation, and so my advice is to practice safe investing and buy real estate. Yesterday's LA Times, home prices continue a 13-year rise. People may be talking about whether there's a housing bubble ready to burst, but Harvard economists see little reason for homeowner gloom. U.S. home prices have been climbing for 13 years, with the rise in 2004 the largest annual jump since 1979. Well, you could turn that argument around and say, well, now it's ripe to burst. In a report released Monday by the university's Joint Center for Housing Studies, economists say the market is fueled by easy credit, low interest rates, affluent baby boomers buying second homes. We're going to talk about that with Mark Schneep. And the continued growth of immigration. Got an article right here on U.S. minority homeownership hits an all-time high during the first quarter of 2005. Also, thanks to an expanding economy, which was one of the seven reasons given by Coldwell Banker's president almost a year ago, admittedly, to debunk the housing bubble theory, which is faith in the economy. So thanks to an expanding economy, regulatory constraints, I think they're talking about city Santa Barbara zoning information reports, and a limited supply of land, they see no sign of a slowdown. In 33 of the nation's 110 metropolitan areas, median home prices now are about four times the median income. And that is related to this disconnect that we will also talk with the famous economist Mark Schneep, who actually got me into Fess Parker directly when I called up calling Fess Parker. I said my name was Mark Schneidman, and Fess got on. He goes, "Hey, Mark, how you doing?" He thought I was Mark Schneep. So now I just always introduce myself as Mark Schneep, and I get to talk to everybody I want to, although I don't think Fess is talking to me lately. He was not pleased with the program I did analyzing his acquisition marriage with the Chumash Casino. I thought Fess had a better sense of humor, but we still love Les. Fess, we love Les, too. Les Carroll, the program director here at what is the name of the station now? Can we say it?
It's KZSB AM 1290.
Okay, we're there officially. And there was the voice of just hit his head. There was the voice of KZSB 1290. I did mention. Have I talked enough? Can we bring on the guest? Are we want to go to 11 quarterly? Let's just mention this minority homeownership. U.S. minority homeownership hits an all-time high during the first quarter of 2005. The new quarterly record rate of over 51% means that 15.7 million minority homes, minority families now own their own homes. Also, a new record for Hispanic homeownership. The rate of 49% means there are 5.8 million Hispanic homeowners in the United States. Overall, homeownership was at an all-time high in the first quarter, with 74.5 million American families now owning their own homes. Much to your chagrin, you might have to give some credit to the Bush administration. These new numbers, combined with news that sales of previously owned homes were near record levels last month, that would have been in the first quarter of March, shows that housing is still a leader. As our economy continues to improve, the Bush administration is committed to building on these accomplishments so that people from every walk of life can have the opportunity. It might be illegal to say every walk of life, because I have a list of words that you can't say in real estate ads, because you're going to discriminate. You can no longer say family. Great for family home, can't say it. Single, great for sink, can't say it. So this every walk of life, that's discriminating against people in wheelchairs. That's not right. So that they can have the opportunity to become homeowners, said Housing and Urban Development Secretary Alfonso Jackson. President's housing initiative are paving the way for more Americans, particularly minorities, to achieve that dream. Okay, can we bring our guest on now? Today's guest used to work over at UCSB. He's never actually told a story about why he's not there anymore. I don't think anyone really cares, but it, you know, if you want to come out clean, we could have a thing of Kleenex here. Do a Barbara Walters thing. We can get you to cry on the air. He's out heading the California Economic Forecast Project, which has a much better sounding name, gives you much more of a broad stroke of what you're going to cover. Mark Schneep, in fact, was my first guest November 15th, 1998. And good morning and welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Dr. Schneep.
Always a pleasure, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate appreciate you coming down. Now, I saw you, you know, jotting down some notes. There's search for bubble heats up on the internet. This is another article. Here's the first article. Web searches for the terms real estate bubble and housing bubble reached a 12-month high at the end of May. You have taken a... What I want to find out is a little different approach than some of the other economic projects, forecast projects in California. I'd like to find out what you see as the differences separating yourself and some of the other projects. Your position, if you will, what is your position?
Well, I think it's pretty clear what my position is, and that is I believe that we are in a bubble. And in fact, for the most part, I don't think that that position is much different than the consensus of economists in the U.S. today. I think it's the minority of economists or economic projects, as you've said, that have come out and tried to dilute the possibility that there's a bubble in real estate. Or balloon, or whatever you want to call it. And you're probably right, Mark. It's probably more of a balloon than a bubble, but it's much more dramatic to talk about it in a bubble sense. That's the more popular notion, so let's just stick with it.
But that gives the vision of it bursting. When you say bubble burst, balloon deflate.
Right.
So can you start from scratch, help us define a bubble? I mean, did it all start in real estate, or what does this mean? Where did it come from?
Well, you know, we can go over that. That's it seems to me we've rehashed that over and over again. But a bubble is normally when asset prices get to be too high. In other words, they start to diverge significantly from other economic fundamentals to which they are normally tied. And we've seen that with tulips. We've seen it with real estate in the past. We've seen that with a number of other kinds of assets over history. We've always referred to it as bubbles because they do tend to burst real estate doesn't tend to burst, but it still has that same characteristic of having fundamentally runaway prices diverging from other fundamentals that it's associated with.
Okay, using this definition, going back to the early 90s, Santa Barbara experienced price adjustments. How would you look at that and define that? Was that a bursting bubble? Was that a deflation, a deflating balloon?
Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, Orange County, any place, they did not burst. Real estate doesn't normally burst. It normally does deflate slowly.
Okay.
But it starts to pick up speed. So while it begins slowly, there's a spiraling down effect that accelerates once people start selling, and selling in panic.
And we hopefully will be able to connect with all the different reasons that might force people to sell. In other words, what's going to be the little snowball at the top of the hill that's going to start rolling down and gathering momentum to create this? You feel that some of the economic policies, perhaps, that are in place right now, you feel that it's prime for this to happen.
I feel that while it's still not a situation in which it's going to happen tomorrow, in other words, we've got some time to breathe, that there will be an inevitable correction of some type, severe or mild, whatever the case may be. We're in a bubble situation, and it will take a gallant set of efforts in order to avoid this.
I know you asked for a beer, pretzels, and sandwiches. I didn't bring any of those, and I don't know if the studio comes off here. You know, we're looking for lunch. But I did buy you a pack of bubble gum that I was going to hand you on the air here, and I misplaced it. The
darn it, because we could have had some great sound effects.
Yeah, the bubble effect. Exactly. So are you really going out on a limb here? You think that you might even be, your position might even be in the majority. You're not saying it's going to burst. We've been on this high for so long. Even some of the economist projects that are saying it's not a bubble are willing to say that they expect to see a slowdown, but they don't expect to see a fall. In fact, one quote is that they recognize that prices are disassociated from local economic activity, but that's justified by the wealth trends, macro demographic wealth trends that have been going on for a very long time, 40, 50 years. So they expect growth rates to slow down, but they don't expect to see a fall. So if they don't expect to see a fall, they're not calling it a bubble. You expect to see a fall.
I expect to see some decline, yes, some return of prices so that they match up or line up with economic fundamentals at some point. I mean, it's very easy for us to say, oh, they're going to slow down. They have to slow down. I mean, for an economist to say, well, we admit that the real estate market is prime for a slowdown is a fraudulent statement, because obviously things have got to slow down. You can't continue to rise in terms of prices at double-digit rates forever. They have to slow down. It's the laws of physics that are kicking in here. So there's a bolder statement that needs to be said in order to really meet with reality here, and that is that we do look for, if not a leveling, a complete leveling off, which is more than a slowdown, then some decline in real dollars, inflation-adjusted dollars.
I was also going to bring you an apple to illustrate Sir Isaac Newton's "What goes up must come down." That was part of your little theory. I was hoping for some real juicy attacking of the other economic projects, but it sounds like you might have more in common than less in common. We'll take a break. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290, toll-free 866-564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back. For nearly two decades, First American Title has been serving South Coast home buyers and sellers, as well as the real estate and construction industry. Today, the five Santa Barbara County offices make First American the number one title and escrow company in the area. Their escrow and title officers are available to talk directly with you to answer your questions.
and it's nice to know they will not surprise you with hidden charges and escrow and title fees. Even though First American is one of the largest and financially strong companies in America, they actively support local community in sports, charities, and civic events. Did you know you have the option to select First American Title, whether you're buying, selling, or even refinancing your home? Tell your realtor or lender that you'd like to give your business to First American Title, a national company with local spirit. Call their manager, Karen Shackle, and find out why you should think first. First American Title, 687-1581, 687-1581.
Are you ready to take advantage of the lowest mortgage loan rates in years? And are you tired of dealing with large companies that treat you like a number? Then it's time you got to know Margot at Diversified Mortgage. Margot has 20 years experience working with one of the largest lenders in the nation and now runs a local mortgage company committed to excellent customer service. Let Margot advise you in any of your home loan needs, whether it's a new home purchase, a line of credit for home improvements, or a refinance of your current mortgage. Margot's years of lending experience coupled with personalized customer service gives you the best opportunity to check out some of the lowest mortgage rates in years. Call 452-1721 today for a no obligation pre-qualification. Margot will give you a personal consultation. Diversified Mortgage, serving your lending needs in Santa Barbara and offices in Santa Maria and Thousand Oaks. Call 452-1721. 452-1721. License number 01317234, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, I'm Becky, and I met my husband Tom on eHarmony.com, and we've been happily married for nearly 3 years.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Dating sites match you on a picture and a paragraph. eHarmony goes a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that helps us understand you at the very deepest levels. Then we match you on the 29 proven dimensions that make relationships thrive.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael on eHarmony, and we've been married for 3.5 years.
Log on to eHarmony today and begin the journey with our $40 personality profile, which we'll give you free. You'll also be able to review your highly compatible matches at no charge. At eHarmony, we want to do more than just match you. We want to find you a relationship that will bring you a lifetime of joy. Log on to eHarmony.com today.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate on Monday mornings. You can call the program at 564-1290 when we rebroadcast Monday evenings at 9 and Saturday afternoons at 2. Call Mark Schneidman, your local Coal Banker Realtor, at 898-4242. Visit RadioRealEstate.com. Welcome back. Jaron orchestrates the music, screens your calls. Les is the program director. I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. Mark Schneep is today's guest, not to be confused with Mark Schneidman. Our phone number again, 564-1290. If you want to weigh in on the bubble debate. Okay. What else have we got going here, Mark? We were talking about investor speculation. I wanted to get a little more into that. Sustaining high growth appreciation. Not going to be high growth, not going to plummet and burst like a bubble, but it's going to slow down. To me, that's not, I guess that's a safe bet to make. It's kind of, you're not going out on a limb here. It's so high right now. Of course, I'm very conservative. I was saying this 2 years ago. And I had some people who sold last year and are renting right now. Now, not a lot, but if I know one and there's 1,300 agents, there's probably been a couple or a few or several. But you probably don't cover in your research those kind of stats or people who literally sold and are renting right now, waiting for the adjustment to buy back their house. I mean, how many people have really done that?
Well, we don't cover that in a formal statistical sense, but we're seeing a lot more of it because people are afraid of the fact that the real estate has just gone way too high. And you know, Mark, we really haven't talked about the nuts and bolts of why we think this bubble is a bubble, first of all, and that it's likely to end. And you hit on it right at the beginning of the show, and you said that the number of second home purchases are at an all-time high, or we're at least alluding to that. Now, that's dangerous. That's a dangerous phenomenon, second home purchases, because that means a lot of people have homes which they don't need. So when the if times get a little shaky, that is U.S. recession, higher interest rates, or any myriad of effects, what's the first big asset that you get rid of? Those that you don't need, like your second home, and therefore you...
Your second wife.
Second wife, too. Second dog. Whatever the case may be, you're going to be jettisoning assets which are not critical to you, to your lifestyle.
Shelter and...
Well, shelter that you're not living in.
That's what I meant. I meant you're not selling your primary shelter.
And your primary shelter is the last thing you get rid of. The secondary shelter is the first thing when times get difficult. So if times don't get difficult, then that becomes a very hazy call as to whether we're going to see a real onset of sales of second homes. But we know that the U.S. economy goes through cycles. And we are likely due for a new cycle, a recessionary cycle, sometime maybe at the end of 2006, going into 2007. Interest rates could continue to rise, or they may continue to stay about lateral. But at some point in time, there is going to be a softening of income growth, softening of demand. And what happens when 30% of all sales that we're seeing now, which are second or investment homes, are no longer made? What happens when those purchases are no longer made on a year-to-year basis? Then you have a lot of homes that become available.
Now, so you're essentially saying that the recession, a possible looming recession, will be the catalyst, should be the catalyst.
That's right.
For this real estate bubble deflating.
Largely, that will be the catalyst. Another particular or specific reason could be the fact that as appreciation rates start to slow, and we're already seeing that in many markets of Southern California, that's going to cause investors in real estate to think twice. In fact, many of them will start backing out of their real estate investment that they've made over the last couple of years or the last year, or won't pursue that real estate investment this year. So now when you see real estate investors start to jettison some of their properties because their returns are not expected to be as high, then you have more supply on the market.
I think you're listening to an economist, Mark Schneep. The second home issue, how do you distinguish, and I think that some people want to call Santa Barbara very unique, want to say that Santa Barbara is insulated from some of these type of trends. For example, met a guy at an open house. His parents want to move here from the Midwest. I've been sending him emails about listings. He sent me an email saying his parents just read an article in Time Magazine, Real Estate Bubble. His response to them, and he copied me, he said, well, look, if you're going to come to Santa Barbara, you're going to buy your home, you're going to live and die here, you shouldn't have a problem if something happens in 2007 where prices might adjust. And I concurred with him. And what I'm finding is that people in Santa Barbara who are buying these second homes, and there's studies I have somewhere in this pile, of the National Association of Realtors saying that the second homes are primarily not rentals but vacation homes. Now I know what you're saying, that you still want to jettison your vacation home. But a lot of these people in Santa Barbara, they're buying the second home to jettison their first home. They're going to move here. So your theory will still work because they're going to sell a home. But is Santa Barbara more insulated than the rest of the state? We have to take a break. That's the question you could think of and we'll answer clearly and succinctly when we return. Our phone number, 564-1290, which happens to be the station 1290. What a coincidence. And We'll come back and see if Mark's going to beat me up with his answer. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.
Lens Pest Control is a locally owned and operated company providing complete pest control services to residential, industrial, and commercial customers. Their services include the extermination of termites, rodents, ants, bees, fleas, spiders, and other insects. Termite inspections, escrow reports, repairs, and fumigation are a specialty. Structural repairs are performed and guaranteed by their own licensed, bonded, and insured company. To avoid costly future expenses, call Lens Pest Control 962-9151. 962-9151.
It's definitely a restaurant for all walks of life, including you. It's America's Family Steakhouse, The Sizzler, with a big tree growing up through the center. Yes, The Sizzler is worth the drive out to Hollister and Ward Memorial. Not only are The Sizzler's steaks juicy and delicious, but the chicken and shrimp are outstanding. Come and relax. Enjoy comfortable fireside, treeside, or patio dining at The Sizzler in Old Town Goleta. Planning a special event? Then call manager Mike Howell at 964-6769 for details and prices at The Sizzler, 5555 Hollister. From steaks to salad bar, there's something for everyone.
If you're looking for answers from an auto parts store, get ready. Advance Auto Parts is working harder to help you save money by doing it yourself. Get ready for ASE certified experts who are ready to help. Get ready for in-depth information from our free do-it-yourself brochures. Get ready for Advance TV, our exclusive in-store video network that will have you going from no way to knowing how in no time. For all the advice you'll ever need, the first place to go is Advance Auto Parts.
We're ready in advance.
Strawberry Cool.
Strawberry has arrived and you won't believe your eyes. Creamy pastel pink, even better than you think. To the Cool Whip.
Strawberry Cool Whip.
Berry, berry, baby now.
Cool Whip, whip topping. Cool Whip.
Strawberry helps you vary.
Strawberry Cool Whip.
All your recipes. Strawberry flavor is finally here.
Cool
Wish berry season could last all year.
What's the most important factor in selecting a roofing contractor? What good is your bargain price roof when you discover that the contractor is no longer in business when you have a problem? Jack at Action Roofing has been serving Carpinteria to San Ynez for over 20 years, a statement very few can make. Experience means good advice on selecting the correct roofing material, appropriate ventilation control, optional skylights, most importantly, professional installation guaranteed from composition to slate or concrete tiles. Jack at Action Roofing will recommend the best roof that fits the style of your house as well as the budget of your wallet. Let Action Roofing give you the peace of mind knowing you've properly covered the biggest investment you own. Action Roofing's gutter and downspout division will protect your eaves from dry rot and prevent water from pooling at your foundation. When was the last time you had a gutter and downspout tune-up, huh? Take action. Call Action Roofing. 966-3696. 966-3696. Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program a lot earlier than this, but thanks for joining us. I'm talking with an economist, Mark Schneep. I'm Mark Schneidman. The program is Radio Real Estate. If you can name the original day and time and station that this program was on previously and call Jaron and just tell him direct at 564-1290, we'll give you a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria, which in my humble East Coast opinion is the best pizza in town. Okay. You concur?
I don't know.
You're shaking your head? You've never been there?
I'll go there now.
Oh, okay. So the big question before the break, you ready to answer that?
Clearly and succinctly.
Okay. And you want to restate it a little?
Restate the question. Is Santa Barbara unique?
Insulated.
In that it is insulated more so than other places from the real estate bubble bursting. And there may be some truth to that. It's somewhat insulated, but is it completely protected? No, it's not. And we may not see prices disintegrate here as they will other places. All boats rise and fall with the tide, and that's going to be true with the bubble. Some boats won't rise and fall as much. And perhaps Santa Barbara's in that case. Supply is very limited here. Their demand has always been high, always. So there's going to be a unique element to that. However, there is the case of can Lower East Side homes continue to sell for $1.2 million? and who is going to be around during a recession to buy them for that, particularly when the economy is in the tank. And this economy here is not going to be leading California in job growth or in output growth at all. I think we're all kind of, we all can kind of buy into that at some gut level that the Santa Barbara economy is not going to be a leader within the state or nation. It's going to be soft.
Now, and California in general is going to be soft.
And California will soften.
It will soften. But haven't you said in the past that the elements and economic elements that facilitated the early 90s softening of real estate in Santa Barbara, you know, I guess California, because we're less reliant on certain factors that we were then, again, does that insulate us a little more, make us less vulnerable than we were in the early 90s?
Yes, that's probably the case. We are. We had a large aerospace representation here, and we have a lot less of it now, and that was really what drove the early 90s recession. So we don't have much of that anymore. We have a lot less.
You know, Jaron, can you do me a favor and flip the tape that's outside there? It's a 30-minute tape. It's right down there. We're going to be rebroadcasting this program Monday night at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., but I'm so used to taping the programs, I can't let go of... sorry to interrupt like that. I just realized we're not on the same schedule. So, you mentioned California. Dan Walters, do you read him at all?
Oh, yeah.
He's a wild guy. He was beating up Arnold, not so much in a negative way, but constructive criticism about why he has kind of stumbled and that he misread the special interest groups that he thought he could weave and lead. And I don't know if you agree with this, but the legislature's beholden to, dominated by unions, trial lawyers, consumer protection type groups, environmentalists, and that he kind of really lost his footing and he had some problems with that. Do you agree with that? And do you think that that's part of California's problem with Arnold maybe not succeeding?
Oh, I don't think it has much to do with Arnold not succeeding. I don't know that who could succeed in that particular position because of those
good point
characteristics. So I think that California is relatively non-competitive with other states in the nation. So that's why it's going to be, it tends to be slower than other economies and probably will be in the future. But it has some unique things going for it that keep it going and keep it growing. And a lot of people want to move here. And immigration is very, very positive. And you still get very vibrant pockets of economic growth. Southern California is very vibrant right now. The Inland Empire, one of the fastest growing economies in the entire country. Inland California is going very, very well right now. Those places where the costs tend to be less and there's a lot of housing that can facilitate the kind of immigration that's coming in here. So look for that to continue to propel California. We don't see California as being the doom and gloom leader of the recession the next time it comes around, but it will be a participant in it nevertheless.
But we got you to agree that Santa Barbara's insulated from large macroeconomic factors, distancing ourselves from the early 90s, those the basis and of the, some of the causations of that downturn, and this wealth effect where people, if they have their second homes, they're going to jettison a home. It might be the home that they're leaving, and they're going to move to Santa Barbara, and therefore the home here in Santa Barbara is not going to be for sale. So, I mean, I'm not a Pollyanna. You know, just because I sell real estate, I don't want to tell people, hey, just keep buying things. Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, I agree with you, certainly. I agree with everyone that, it cannot sustain itself. But getting back to the client who told his parents, hey, just come here and sit tight. One of the president of Coldwell Banker, one of his seven reasons to debunk the bubble, and again, that was from mid-2004, so we don't want to keep quoting him as if he just said it. But was that since the NAR, National Association of Realtors, started tracking home sales since the 60s, you know, the average, you know, has never gone down. It's kind of like looking at that thing from the stock market, even including the crash. You look at the line and it's just always going up. So would you give the same advice to your parents who are going to buy a home in San? Would you tell them to come and buy a home if they're going to live here and retire here for the next 20 years? Get in now or rent for 3 or 4 years to see.
If you're buying a home to live here for that purpose, it doesn't really matter whether there's a real estate bubble or not. I mean, you're buying it to live in and not as an investment tool. Why did we ever start to believe that our home should become a huge investment tool? That never was the case in the 40s, 50s, or 60s. It just started in the late 70s when we started to see housing appreciation take off. It never was the case. So yeah, I would recommend anyone that's going to live in their house and live in it for the long run to buy it. And don't worry about the real estate bubble because it's not an issue for them on an investment purpose. It shouldn't be an investment purpose as far as I'm concerned. It should be a place where you get shelter from. That's it.
Very good point. The entire program just came down to what you just said. I'm glad you showed up. The difference of going from, you know, the old days where you just buy a house to then it became an investment, speculative, so pervasive that I got a call from my friend's sister. She's 52 years old. She lives off of the retirement that she inherited from her husband. And she's talking about getting together with her friend and flipping and buying some house. And she's calling, emailing me for advice on flipping. And after, you know, a few weeks and a little ups and downs, they realized, well, we're not getting into this. But, you know, that's what it's come down to.
And everybody's thinking
that. And
that's
dangerous.
Yes, because everybody's thinking that. And we've got to come to some agreement here that at some gut level we all believe that that's an unhealthy and dangerous situation when everybody wants to buy just to flip, because you won't have enough people in which to flip this to at some point in time, particularly when the economy starts to soften, which it will. Then we're all in trouble if we're holding property that we're trying to flip. And as you rightly said, 30% of all homes sold last year were second homes or investment properties. That's a lot to be holding right now. What are we going to do when that all comes onto the market and there's nobody else to, no, not that many additional people to demand it? That's the problem. Now, but we keep on getting back to Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is, you have gotten me to agree that we're insulated to some extent, but this is one of degree and not kind, okay? So Santa Barbara will not probably fall as much as other areas, but it will fall to some extent if we do see a slow deflation.
Speaking of falling, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, our phone number 564-1290. Talking with economist Mark Schneep. I want to come back and talk a little bit more. See, this wealth effect, it's frustrating me. I meet so many people. They have so much money. They're printing it somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from. And they're moving to Santa Barbara. I want to ask him a little bit about the dot-com stock market and what happened there. And also this interest rates, if interest rates go up. But what about if the real interest rate goes, the real cost of money goes, everything goes up, will that kind of balance that out? And it won't mean as much. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.
From pre-qualification to close of escrow, Five Star Finance unlocks the door to the home of your dreams with a team of seasoned professionals ready to go the extra 5 miles. Never underestimate the power of experience, especially when you're searching for a high-quality loan at a competitive price. Five Star Finance has 3 offices and a staff of 12 expert lending consultants ready to do whatever it takes to secure the loan that makes you happy. Need a better rate? Right now, rates are at lows seen only briefly in the last 30 years, and Five Star Finance will search high and low to find them. More options and flexibility of plans? Five Star Finance will deliver a selection of customized alternatives. In fact, Five Star Finance will be happy to schedule a free consultation right now to make sure you get the program, rate, and service you deserve. Just call 687-1788. Let Five Star Finance unlock the door to the home of your dreams. That's 687-1788. Broker license 012-631-84. California Department of Real Estate.
Have you changed the filter on your furnace recently? You've checked for cracks in the heater box to prevent carbon monoxide leakage? Have you checked the ducts in your attic to ensure that you're not heating the attic? You need a qualified and reliable heating and air conditioning man, call Ken at Murdoch's Heating and Air, 962-2000. Keeping you safe and warm for 10 years, 962-2000. Don't be left out in the cold, unless you want air conditioning. He's an honest local guy. He's a reservist with the CBs, and he knows what he's doing. From a simple furnace checkup, to putting a new one in the attic, gaining valuable real estate in your house. It's what I did to enlarge an adjacent closet. Or getting real high-tech with electronic damping systems. Whatever your needs, call Ken at Murdoch's Heating and Air, 962-2000, 962-2000.
Liberty Mutual has the right insurance coverage for people like you, exactly like you. They recognize that you're an individual, that you have your insurance needs that are unlike anyone else's. That's why they'll help you choose the policy that's right for you, whether it's for auto, home, or life insurance. I like the idea that they misspelled weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Whether it's for auto, so it's kind of the elements, insurance, it makes sense. They can help you with any type of policy. Contact David McGrath. He's a local Santa Barbara personnel sales guy right over here on Mission. David McGrath, 898-2637. You can go see him down on Mission Street, but probably call him first. Dave McGrath, 898-2637, 898-2637. Liberty Mutual, helping people lead safer, more secure lives.
Did you get your flu shot this year? Well, if you missed out, as many of us did, consider physical activity to boost your immune system. Hi, I'm Peggy Buchanan, Director of Fitness, Aquatics, and Physical Therapy at Vista Del Monte. There are numerous scientific studies that demonstrate how the immune defenses will go up in fit people and down in unfit people. That's right, fit people just don't get sick as often as unfit people do. An active lifestyle stimulates the defense mechanisms that our bodies have developed to ward off infections, allergies, and maybe even cancer. Choose between our beautiful indoor warm water pool, easy-to-use strength training and cardiovascular equipment, or group exercise classes. Be your own best medicine and give us a call, 879-5556. Let the Vista Fitness Center help you dodge the flu.
You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate on Monday mornings. You can call the program at 564-1290. When we rebroadcast Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com for program information and to search MLS listings in Santa Barbara and throughout California. Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Sitting here with economist Mark Schneep, who is on the inaugural program here at 1290, invited him because he was the guest November 15th, 1998, on the first radio real estate program on a different station. And that was pretty strange. We weren't taping the show properly, only had 50-minute tapes since we didn't get it taped completely. We couldn't find the station. It was buried somewhere. And then I wouldn't let you come on. Kind of like today. I was introducing the program. And I remember you pacing back and forth. I have that memory of you. But you did a great job, as you are doing today, in explaining the world of the economy, the economic downturn that's going to happen this week, according to Mark Schneef. If you're in escrow, man, pull out, because it's Armageddon. It's happening right now. In fact, you know who was on before us was Madam Zelenka, the fortune teller who ironically used to do your economic forecast at the Libero Theater, and she has a booth right across. I always thought there was some correlation there. Did you ever consult with her?
No, never did.
But she did good.
Probably
on
should have, though. Huh?
She did good on real estate. She's got the a corner of Fairview and Hollister. Mm-hmm. She's got down at Milpas at the Roundabout. She's got Prime. She must know something. I think
she might, but she never did predict the million-dollar price levels that we're at right now.
Well, let's go look it up and see how much she owns in Santa Barbara. Maybe she was buying but not telling everybody.
What about all the baby boomers and all the wealth and all this money that seems to be out there chasing real estate? And is that ever going to go away? And therefore, are we really in a bubble? Can we not rely on this?
What do you have to say about that?
Well, the answer is no, you can't rely on it forever. Yes, there seems to be a lot of wealth right now. Where is it coming from? It's coming from a lot of inheritance. That's for sure. From baby boomer parents. And it's coming just from the boomers who are getting older and starting to cash in, cash out, whatever the case may be. You're going to see a lot more of it. There's going to be large wealth effects and large wealth transfers over the next 20 years.
Now, what about this change in the inheritance tax that has been boosted up, giving greater wealth to people? I don't know. Where is it right now? Is it a million and five? Is it somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yes, and if Congress can amend some of the loopholes that are currently in it right now, it'll become permanent, and there won't be an issue with it. After, I think, 2010 is when the case may be, 2011. We're likely to see a lot more money flow. But that doesn't matter. We need demanders. We need people that are going to live in this real estate. And unless everybody can hold on to the wealth and keep secondary homes, in other words, we now start having a convention where we all have two or three homes, and we don't need to have them rented. In other words, we don't have people live in them. Unless we have a situation like that, we're going to have a problem with too much real estate and too many people holding homes and not enough demanders. Right now in this country, U.S.-wide, we have more home production than we have population growth, and that is dangerous.
More home production than population growth.
Correct. And so we're likely, very, very likely, even more fundamentally, going to see a fall in the next 12 to 24 months in the U.S.-wide. Now, there are two major exceptions to that rule regionally, and that is Southern California does not have that problem, and neither does South Florida. And that's where some of the highest run-ups in appreciation in the country right
now. South Florida seems to be leading the way in second homes. I keep reading these, you know, the top 10 in the country.
That's right.
Myrtle Beach, maybe, or something.
That's just South Carolina. Myrtle Beach.
As I said, South Carolina seems to be leading the way. So we maybe are hitting on still a third characteristic where Santa Barbara is being insulated, and that is supply, just the supply and demand theory. Does it relate here? I mean, you know, we can't do the building. You're saying that the building was exceeding population, but not in Santa Barbara.
Right.
The market, okay, we're here almost at the end of the second quarter of 2005. During the multiple listing update for the last segment, we'll discuss some, you know, we'll look at some quarterly stats of the median price over the last few years, in addition to looking at weekly MLS updates that I'll cover. But sure, you know, the sizzle of the multiple offers and all that, and the throwing way over asking, you know, has that subsided? Yes, but you know, I've been tracking still, you know, weekly sales and over asking prices, equal or over asking, multiple offers, still there, still happening. Do you see some properties on the market a little longer than you used to? I mean, you know, it's like we're on the market for 2 weeks. Oh, what's wrong with this property? You know, the perception. So you've seen, is this reflected in your research as well?
We're starting to see slowdowns other places. And it's kind of
other places like?
Other places along the coast.
Oh, okay.
Orange County in particular, Ventura County, places in San Diego County. So, yes, the slowdown is certainly underway. It's not real convincing yet, but it soon will become. We're seeing appreciation rates in Orange County year over year that have now fallen below 10%. I mean, we haven't seen that in a couple years. So we are seeing slowdowns overall in California appreciation, and that's going to give way to investors thinking twice before they start buying second homes if they're looking for appreciation or investment homes.
I did just talk with a radio listener who child is going down to San Diego, and she's interested in buying a second home down there. If she's listening now, maybe she won't. We have to take a break. We'll take a quick call from Sean from Santa Barbara. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Oh, yeah, Mark, this is Sean. I just...
Oh, Sean Connery?
This is Sean Connery.
Oh, my goodness. He called a few weeks ago. We were talking about the Coral Casino. He actually called me live from the Coral Casino. Welcome back.
Well, actually, I'm a bit driven right now, but I wanted to congratulate you on your new time and location.
Well, I'm glad you found me. So it makes certain that did we lose him? Oh, gee, God, you know, that's the same thing happened last time he called. His cell phone just goes out. We got to get Sean Connery. He called. He was at the Coral Casino. He claimed that they were playing the program at the Coral Casino, and he was opposed to, he was supporting Ty Warner's modification to the Coral Casino. Have you been to the Coral Casino?
Not recently.
Unbelievable. I want to be rich. We're going to take a break. Hopefully we'll have time for this weekly multiple listing update. We'll wrap it up with economist Mark Schneep. The program is Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.
If you're looking for answers from an auto parts store, get ready. Advance Auto Parts is working harder to help you save money by doing it yourself. Get ready for ASE certified experts who are ready to help. Get ready for in-depth information from our free do-it-yourself brochures. Get ready for Advance TV, our exclusive in-store video network that will have you going from no way to knowing how in no time. For all the advice you'll ever need, the first place to go is Advance Auto Parts.
We're ready in advance.
Strawberry Cool Whip.
Strawberry has arrived and you won't believe your eyes. Creamy pastel pink, even better than you think. To the Cool Whip.
Strawberry Cool Whip.
Berry, berry, baby now.
Cool Whip, whip topping. Cool Whip.
Strawberry helps you vary.
Strawberry Cool Whip.
All your recipes. Strawberry flavor is finally here.
Cool
Wish
whip.
Berry season could last all
Cool
year.
Welcome back, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate Monday mornings. Rebroadcast Monday evenings at 9 and Saturday afternoons at 2. After the program, you can call me at 898-4242, 898-4242. Visit RadioRealEstate.com. Okay, we've just got 7 minutes left. Try to give me about a 30, 40-second heads up. We have a clock in front of me. Maybe I could read the clock. Okay, it's time now. Time now for our weekly multiple listing update. This is for the week ending June 17th. So June 11th through June 17th, 2005. This is just single-family residences only and just through the multiple listing service. This is the 338th week I've done this and week 24 of the year 2005. We had 45 new listings hit the books this week, a low of $799,000 on Clearview, and a high of $5.9 million on Rock Bridge. Of the 45 new listings, there were 14 under $1 million, the median price $1,295,000, significantly lower than the median price for all active listings, which is in the neighborhood of $2 million. Second category, opened escrows. 24 lucky people opened escrows this week, a low of $699,000 on East Mitchell Terena. Let's see what it sells for. A high of $8,295,000 on Park Hill Lane in Montecito, where certainly at that price you can park anywhere you want. Five under the 24 were under $1 million, opened escrows. The median price, a big span, somewhere in the range of between $1.2 million and $1.4 million. Closed escrows, 20 lucky people closed escrows. And I'll tell you, we have been experiencing a lot of closed escrows in the recent weeks, way higher than where we averaged, somewhere around 20, 21. Last couple of weeks in the 30s, week before that, 41, week before that, 35. And then a couple of lows, 18-24. And the reason why is we had a record run-up of opened escrows preceding that. So I guess they closed. 20 people closed escrow, a low of $920,000 on Maria or Marilla, a high of $4.5 million on Cuervo in Hope Ranch. There were only four of the 20 closed escrows under $1 million. The median price somewhere between $1.7 and $1.9 million, which is... significantly higher than the first quarter of the median price 2005, which was at $1,195,000. Now, here's the active listings. A gross number of 382 active listings, but 16% of those are in escrow. So really the net number to look at is 321. Under $1 million, the gross number is 64, but 19% are in escrow. So a net number of only 52 under $1 million. If you have 1,300 real estate agents, you do the math. If someone comes up to you and wants to buy a house under $1 million. Now, let's compare this to last year and 2003. I said there was a gross number of 382. In 2004, the gross number was 369. So a little bit higher. Unfortunately, I wasn't doing this percentage in escrow last year, but I did do it once by a fluke in April of 2004, and there was about 13% in escrow. So we have a higher percentage in escrow now than we did in April of 2004 in that given week. Interestingly enough, when I started doing this a few weeks ago, the percentages were higher. We were up to, 4 weeks ago in May of 2005, we had 23% of the listings in escrow. Now it's dropped down to only 16% in escrow. So it's been a steady decline, interestingly, in the last 6 weeks since I started doing this. Be a nice trend to follow. Active, already read that. I guess that's the weekly multiple listing update for the week ending June 17th, 2005. Okay, we just have a minute or two left with my guest economist, Mark Schneep. I did, just to give you the quarterly rundown, Mark, the third quarter, since 2001, the third quarter seems to be the high quarter, 2001, 2003, but not 2004. The high quarter was the second quarter, where we hit $1,075,000. We went, the 2004, we went from 965,000 up to 1,075,000, dropped down to 1,000,000, and then finished the fourth quarter 2004 at 1,054,000, and then leapt to 1,195,000 the first quarter of 2005. Just about a minute or so left. Any comments? Minute or two. Any feedback or comments? Anything you'd like to see me add to this? Subtract from this.
What's the second quarter numbers now coming in at? You've only got a few days left in the second quarter.
I like to wait because I could do it. I could have done it already to give a rough idea. But I like to wait until the quarter literally ends so all those sales kind of,
Okay. There's no departure between what's going on in Santa Barbara right now and what's going on elsewhere. We still are seeing record home prices in almost every other coastal community. So it's not as if Santa Barbara is following any unique path right now. But we are starting to see the first indications of slowdown in appreciation rates elsewhere. And we're likely to see that also hit here very, very soon. So just a word of caution that you're likely to see that slowdown that everybody's talking about be on us this year, if not in the next few months.
Okay, we almost don't have time for this, but if interest rates go up, obviously you can calculate that you can't buy the same amount of house, but what if real cost of money goes up and there's almost inflation and cost of goods and everything else goes up with the increase in interest rates? Will that mitigate that a bit?
The increase in interest rates?
Yes. If the real cost of money and everything else goes up with it, will it be less of a factor to affect home prices because everything has gone up? Or do you think it matters?
I think it does matter at the margin, and it will affect things. Yes. So look for higher interest rates hitting the market even more so in an exaggerated fashion.
Okay.
But the question is, I don't think interest rates are going to rise that much this year.
Not dramatically.
No, and particularly if we do see a softening of the economy of the U.S., you actually may see them start falling next year. So look for that to be a possibility.
Well, people have been saying for how long? That we were expecting to see interest rates rise, and I'm amazed they haven't.
Yeah, we may not see them. The UCLA Anderson forecast actually projects them to remain about level to going lower in the longer term.
Well, I'm shocked and amazed that you found the studio once again perched up on the second floor overlooking beautiful downtown Milpas. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listening. My guest today, Mark Schneep. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com or call me after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242. If you want to buy or sell a property, or actually if you have any real estate question, Because remember, I can answer any question eventually.
KZSB, AM 1290, Santa Barbara.